Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday. It is, February 11th, and welcome to Enjoy with Dawn Grant. Your 15 minutes of inspiration to help you to get going in a really great direction today, to get your mind kind of focused on something positive, to help you to feel inspired about life, about yourself, about the different great things going on in your life, because they are there. We all know that they're there. It's just sometimes deciding to focus upon them. We all know that the thoughts can go into the negative zone pretty easy, sometimes easier than others, sometimes easier because of our own perceptions, because of how we think things are going. And I know from my own very personal experience that as soon as those thoughts start going in that negative direction, the body will react to them. The body will respond in a more negative way. And it's funny because once you recognize this, you can actually reverse it really fast just by deciding to focus upon something that is more positive. The body will instantly react differently when you do that. So today's quote, of course it's February, so we're talking about love quotes this month and hoping to get those extra inspirational thoughts going as far as love in your life and people in your life and you know, how far you've come and how far you're going and just to get some clarity. I know that for me I've needed a little bit of clarity when it comes to love and relationships. And we learn along the way. The thing is to recognize, you know, how far you have come and to deliberately use that wisdom and apply it into your present day situations. A lot of people don't stop long enough to sit, you know, to look at what have I learned from past relationships? How can I apply that knowledge in my present relationship in order to be a better person, in order to do better in this situation? What are some of my old patterns that might have stopped me in the past from going through all the different stages of a good relationship? So many people respond in fear or doubt. They can respond to criticisms from other people or some of their own perceptions of what's supposed to be happening and when and where and how. So what's nice about it is to actually recognize that there are stages in a relationship. And no matter what stage you're at, whether it's the beginning of dating, whether you're engaged, whether you're married, there will be times of doubt. There will be times where you feel like you got to pull back, and for men, they call that going into your cave. So the sooner you recognize this, and especially if you've got two people that are on the same page of recognizing the stages of a relationship, then the easier it is to be able to know and that these things are going to happen. That there will be times of doubt. There will be times of pulling back. There will be times where you wonder, am I really with the right person? Is this really going to go anywhere? So just kind of recognize that you can learn from your past relationships. Hopefully you feel strong enough to apply that wisdom to your current present relationship or to help you to find the right person. You can apply the wisdom of the past to help you to find the person that is going to be more suited for you. But today's quote is, love, an emotion so strong that you would give up everything. To just feel it once, to know that you're part of something special, to know that you can feel what love really is. To know, to feel, to love. And I look at this quote and part of me is saying, why did I even choose this quote? Because I picked these out ahead of time. Because this one like kind of brings up some big old question marks for me. As you may know from listening to some of my past inspirational quotes and 15 minutes of inspiration, love has been something that I have learned a lot about from my own experiences, but also from my clients in my office. You know, what love is comes up a lot. I like to ask people that question. What do you believe is love? So when I picked out these quotes, I thought, I'm going to go ahead and get a lot of information as to what love is and try to answer that question for people, because I know a lot of people wonder. And that might sound funny, because there are people out there also that believe that love just is. It just exists. You don't have to wonder about it. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to try to create it. It just is. I don't even question it. And that is true. You know, love does just exist, and you can love lots of things. You can love pets. You can love being alive. You can love looking at beautiful flowers in the courtyard. There's so many different things. But is it an emotion that's so strong that you would give up everything? I guess because I take things so literally. When I hear give up everything, I'm like, whoa. I feel like putting the brakes on because I'm thinking, give up everything? Oh my gosh. Well, I have two children that I love dearly. Okay, would I give up everything to make sure that they're happy? Probably, now that I think about it. But would I give up them for another kind of love? No, and that's the part that starts to challenge me, because I think an emotion so strong that you would give up everything. Yikes. I don't think I'd give up my kids for love in another area that didn't include them. But yet, I can see that my love for them is so strong that I would give up everything in order to feel it, in order to protect them and things like that. So this is interesting. And to say to just feel it once, I know that for a lot of people, they're afraid of love, because maybe in the past when they started to let their guard down, that they've become hurt. And it's interesting, because a lot of people would almost give up to some degree on feeling love, or seem like they've given up. But is that really the case? I would have to question that as well. I'm kind of thinking that wouldn't everybody continue to fight to go ahead and at least feel it once? And I'm leaning in that direction. I am thinking that if there's a glimmer of a chance of love, I could see almost any human being moving in that direction, wanting to experience it, to be a part of that something special. I can see it's almost like when you're trying to start a fire in a fire pit, and you've got one little flame going. And you're thinking, when I get this whole fire going, it's going to be pretty special. It's going to be pretty great, and I can't wait to sit back and relax and enjoy it and savor it and kind of feel its warmth and see its glow. So, yeah, as soon as there's a little bit of a spark, you get excited. And you want to feed that fire. You want to add some, you know, you kind of blow a little bit of air on it, and you want to put some fuel on it. You want to go ahead and add some more paper. You want to go ahead and put things into it that you know might help it to go into a larger flame. So, yeah, I would say that that's probably true about love. I'm not even going to say probably. I'm going to go ahead and say it is true. Because to see just the glimmer of it, to know that you can feel it, to know that you're a part of something special, I can see that there would be a desire for that in practically every human being alive, if not every human being. So love, an emotion so strong that you would give up everything. To just feel it once, to know that you are a part of something special, to know that you can feel what love really is. And that's, again, something that I'm learning about, because for a long time, what I thought love was is probably so much on the surface of what it really could be. And I highly recommend to anybody that's dealing, actually, I would just say any human being out there that is in a relationship or would like to be in a healthy relationship, is to read the book It's the same author that wrote Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. So Men and Venus on a Date, 5 stages of a relationship. I think every human should read that. The man's perspective and the female's perspective as far as what's going on in the relationship and the typical things that they're faced with, some of the mistakes that they make of how they handle their fears, how they handle their doubts, how they perceive certain situations, whether they bail out too soon, whether they stick around in areas where they probably shouldn't, is an amazing book. So to know that you can feel what love really is, if you read that book, you'll understand the depth of intimacy that is possible if you allow a relationship to grow healthy and if you allow a relationship to evolve in a healthy manner. To have and feel what real love is, because you've allowed yourself to get to know the other person fully and completely, because you've held back on some of the unhealthy chemistry and some of the old ways of reacting too soon, intimately, and to hold back until you truly know that person. Then you make a choice to be with that person exclusively. That you've gone through some of the ups and downs already. That you have realized you truly miss the person and want to be with that person. That that person has become a priority in your life because you see that they bring out the best in you. They make, you know, a woman makes a man feel like he's on top of the world. When he sees that he can provide for her, that he can care for her, that the things he does for her make her happy, makes him feel like he's on top of the world. So he's giving. And a man thrives when he has the ability to do that, and it's received in a healthy manner from a woman. So to know what love truly is and to feel what love really is, I would say that the best thing to do is to go through a healthy stages, as I referred to in that book, to be able to experience true love, to know it, to feel it, an emotion so strong that you would give up everything. And I can see now the depths of the full potential of a really great relationship. And I would say that I know without a doubt that it is something that would be worth every little effort, every little glimmer to add fuel to that fire, to do and participate in the relationship in a way that's going to bring out the best in each of us. So I like to think of that little spark and that fire pit. And you start the spark when you decide to be in a relationship with somebody, when there's that attraction up front, when there's the decision that I can see that this person can make me happy. And then you just add the fuel. And as a guy, you do things for her. Even tons of little things add up to be so much more than one big thing. You do things for her. She receives in a healthy manner. She's receptive. She's authentic in her receiving. It makes her feel good. And then that builds. That's the fuel on the fire. It's the treating each other with respect, being honest and open, being playful, having fun, and building that fire larger and larger and larger so that there's such an amazing flame, there's such a warmth, there's such a good feeling from it, that then you can truly experience the depth of love. So love and emotion so strong that you would give up everything to just feel it once, to know that you are part of something special, to know that you can feel what love really is, to know it, to feel it, and to love. I hope that this has helped you, and as I said earlier, I hope that you take my recommendation, go out and get that book, Mars and Venus on a Date. And then you can even go back and start your relationship over from the first stage. at any point. So thanks for listening. You can tune in Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 9:30 Eastern, your inspiration, and go to my website, dawngrant.com. Have a wonderful day.